Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine proudly uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the 5th Annual Helping Women Succeed, a global summit to empower women in 100 countries around the world via live stream. Our show is also sponsored by the People You Need to Know magazine Women's Speaker Showcase to be held this Saturday, tomorrow, September 20th, 2014, at Agnes Scott College. Join us as 20 phenomenal women business owners speak in six-minute powerful vignettes that are sure to inspire, inform, and uplift. Purchase your tickets at 2014leadingladies.eventbe.com. 100% of the proceeds will benefit, the Leading Ladies of Legacy nonprofit organization for women and girls. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Thel Moore with the Thel Moore Agency American Family Insurance. My guest today is a native of St. Louis, Missouri. She has a health management Bachelor of Science and Master's degree in Business Administration. Today, she is the agent owner of the Thel Moore Agency American Family Insurance, located in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Her agency offers products such as auto, home, health, life, retirement, business, and umbrella insurance. We are so honored to have on the phone today a woman who has seen firsthand the devastation realized when you do not have the proper insurance protection. Ms. Thel Moore, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Good morning.
How are you? Good morning to you.
I'm good this morning. How are you?
Fantastic and trying to get better. Are you ready to talk about the five things everyone should know about insurance?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thel, for the people out there with no life insurance, please tell them why they should buy life insurance today.
Well, first of all, life insurance is the ultimate expression of love. You want to make sure that you have something in place as early as possible, and you want to make sure that you do it now. You know, number one, the earlier you get insurance, the lower that premium might be for you. For example, a 20-year-old who purchased a $250,000 term life policy might pay $13 a month. But if that person waits until they're 40 years old to purchase that same policy, they're probably going to pay about $40 a month. That is a significant change. So it is important that you lock in on a price as early as possible.
All right. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Next, you want to think about your insurability. If you wait until your older years to purchase life insurance, there may be a chance that you have a tough time getting insurance because you may have an illness, especially if your family has a predisposition to something like diabetes. You want to go on and lock in on that insurance as early as possible, and it's really affordable if you can purchase it even in the young years. You know, grandparents might think of locking in on something for their grandkids when they're children, and you pay pennies at that time for life insurance.
All right. Well, what are the different types of life insurance that are available?
Okay. You know, they're basically, you know, people have a really tough time understanding life insurance, are really taking the time to understand that. I like to simplify it for them. You know, if you think in terms of purchasing a home or renting an apartment, you can kind of put insurance on that same platform. If you buy whole life insurance, which is a permanent insurance, that's like buying a house. You're investing in something that you're going to have for life or that you can't have for life. If you buy term insurance, it's a temporary insurance. And it's like renting an apartment. You pay for it for the time limit that you decided you're going to have your term for, if it's a 20-year or 30-year policy. And then once you're done paying for it, you move on to something else. So those are the two basic types of life insurance, and that's a real simple way to think about it if you're going to be buying something permanently or if you want to buy something on a permanent basis that you can have for the rest of your life.
All right. Well, what should people know about insuring their home or their belongings?
Okay. Most people, when I talk to people on the phone about insurance for their home, they're usually thinking in terms of the market value for their home. You know, I hear often, oh, I can only sell my house for this amount. But when you're insuring your home, you want to think beyond what you can sell your house for. You want to think about if you have a loss, what is it going to cost to replace that home? We actually sit down and we do an analysis of your home. We look at how many rooms you have, whether you have carpet or you have hardwood flooring, if the home is brick. All those different options are those different categories impact what it would cost to rebuild your home. So you want to make sure that your home is insured based on the replacement cost value. And in addition to that, you want to make sure that you have enough insurance to cover all of your contents or your personal items in your home. I used to like to explain to my customers that if you take your home and turn it upside down and shake it out, those are all of your personal contents. And you want to make sure that you've got enough insurance to cover each and every one of those items in the event that you have a loss.
Oh, right. Well, what is the downside of purchasing the state minimum insurance limits when buying an automobile? Or buy automobile insurance, I should say.
Okay. Well, you know, I often have customers call in and, you know, I want to get the least expensive coverage that I can get. But you want to really make sure that you have the most coverage that you can afford. If you buy the state minimum coverages, which are $25.50, $25 here in Georgia, just think about it. Most automobiles are more than $25,000. And I'll just go into a little bit more explanation. $25,000 is for bodily injury, and then $50,000 for all of the people who might be involved in an accident, and then $25,000 in property damage coverage. So if you hit somebody's Mercedes, you can imagine that is not enough money to cover a Mercedes. So you want to make sure that you've got enough coverage so that the insurance company won't simply pay out that $25,000 and that person who has a claim against you come after you for any additional funds that are due. So that is one of the biggest disadvantages to buying the state minimum coverages for automobile insurance.
All right. Well, Thel, when and why should small business owners purchase insurance?
I talk to small business owners all the time, and often small business owners wait until they have an opportunity with a potential client before they look at getting insurance. And it is so important to make sure that you are ready to go to be able to contract with any and every one of your potential vendors that you might be working with. For example, I had a caterer who was who had a contract opportunity with a big company, and they required that she have life insurance. Well, it takes, you know, a couple of days to get that in place, and she didn't have that time. So it's important that you make sure that you go on and put insurance and anything that you might need in place before you have that opportunity.
All right. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, is there any other thing about insurance you'd like to leave with our listening audience today?
In general, really think about sitting down and looking at your insurance on a yearly basis. That's what I believe in doing. We like to do what we call the personal insurance review with our customers once a year. To look, if you have an addition that you added onto your home, we want to make sure that you've got the proper coverage. So in the event that there is a loss, that you don't have any issues with that. So just think about looking at your insurance and making sure that you have all the coverages that you need as you grow in your life.
Thel, tell our listening audience why you decided to advertise your business, the Thel Moore Agency, American Family Insurance, in the new People You Need to Know Businesswomen in the City magazine.
I decided to advertise my business in people you need to know, because I've attended a number of the events and considered it for quite some time now. And every time I go out to the event, it is a heartwarming experience, a great networking event. It is always inspiring to attend the event. And I just wanted to be a part of that, a part of the sisterhood of all the women that get together and network and have come through People You Need to Know magazine. I actually had the opportunity just to stop by last evening and meet Ms. Rita Thomas, who was previously been in the magazine, and she really validated the fact that the previous issue she was in impacted her life and her business significantly. So I am excited about the opportunity to be a part of People You Need to Know.
All right. Well, just for the record, that is Rita Foster Thomas, and she is not the previous, but the current issue of People You Need to Know magazine. Yeah, and so she is always a pleasure to meet. And finally, how can people connect with you?
People can connect with me by calling my office in Stone Mountain, Georgia. My office number is 678-537-8430. At the Fillmore Agency of American Family Insurance.
All right. What about online?
Oh, you can also get my agency at www.fillmoreinsurance.com.
All right. Give out that phone number one more time. It's Fillmore.
My office phone number is 678-537-8430.
All right. Well, Ms. Fillmore, agent and owner of the Fillmore Agency American Family Insurance, thanks for spending some of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
Thank you, Spark Plug. It's been great.
All right. All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on Metro Atlanta women business owners like Ms. Fillmore. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. We'd love to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another world-class job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company on earth. When you're ready to move out of the crowd and get into the spotlight, give us a call today at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.